Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your next best self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. I want to say thank you so much for all of you who have written to me, DM'd me, sent emails, you know, sent us messages saying how powerful, profound the last podcast was on how to get unstuck and how to untrap yourself. Some of you wrote to me in tears saying that this podcast was just what they needed to hear and it gave them the courage to move forward. Some of you have had the combination of listening to the podcast and also subscribing to my YouTube channel, which I encourage all of you to do so, Breakthrough and Rise with Dr. Patricia Murugami. And coincidentally, we released a video that in a sense was encouraging us, once you feel stuck and trapped, what do you do? Called Bloom Where You're Planted. And so the people, those of you who are able to listen to the podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you actually download your podcast from. And then at the same time, you clicked the subscribe and the bell button. So every time you get, there's a new video which we release every week by Tuesday, then you watched the Bloom Where You're Planted. And that gave us such insights on what you need. So thank you. And I want to encourage you to write to me and tell me what you need. What do you want me to speak about that, you know, you may be struggling with or you've observed and you feel you need some light and insight on it? And that's my role here, to really help you move forward. Consider me coaching you through this platforms, mentoring you, teaching you, and kind of just shining light on you to be on your way towards becoming your next best self. So I want to start by specifically thanking Rosemary, who wrote to me and said this is exactly what she needed. But how about if I spoke a little bit about failure? And what do you do when you fail? And if you're failing repeatedly, what do you do? And interestingly, a few other people wrote to me and said, you know, it's one thing to get unstuck and to be untrapped, but what if I've been stuck for so long? I don't even know what it feels like to be unstuck. First, I want to say I really feel you, all of you who feel that the space of being stuck has been the narrative of your life. I want to send you a virtual warm hug. And I want to encourage you that is not the season of your entire life, even if it feels as if it is. So I look back to seasons where I felt like a failure for years, you know. And I remember a part of my 30s were really sprinkled with a lot of fear and failure, but also some successes. But the way failure works is it makes you forget even what is successful, you know, what success looks like, what it felt like to do something that you conquered yourself, you achieved something. Somehow it's like it just gives you some selective amnesia. So you don't remember the times when you did something that was great. So I want us to start off with your journal. I hope you have a journal. If you don't have a journal, get in touch with us and get a copy of our 2024 journal. And I have my journal here and it's where I prepare my podcasts from. And I'm sure you can hear the pages. I'm turning the pages. And so I want to quote one quote that I have put here as a dividers between the months. Your path is ahead of you, not behind you in your past. Stop using the rearview mirror and forge ahead. May you rise in your personal and professional space. I think many of us are driving through life using our rearview mirror. And when you have failed, all you see is the failures. But really, if you think about driving, can you really move forward? if all you do is looking back. I'm reminded it was when I was learning how to drive. And let me just tell you, that was one space that I really had failed. I remember having an accident the day before the driving test. Can you imagine that? And it wasn't a big, bad accident, but it was still bad. And no one was hurt, but the car was damaged. I was young. I was so excited to go and do my test. And then on the way home, you know how you know, as you get closer to the house, you kind of drive. Anyway, it happened. And let me just tell you, I went to do that driving test with my guardian angel. There was no way I was going to pass that test. I cried. I was so stressed out. I was like, I'm not ready. But, you know, I had already booked it. And I'm not a quitter. So I said, despite what happened yesterday, I'm still going to go for the driving test. So off I go for the driving test, and miraculously I pass. But do you know what I do with that license? I put it aside and I say, I will never drive again. I've got the license, but the failure of the accident was looming all over. And for years, I did not drive. I remember we got married, and I was telling my husband the way I'd walk up to work. And it was a bit of a distance, but the failure was so loud that I was willing to walk even if there was a car there. You know how foolish that sounds? And, you know, maximum respect and honor to my husband. You know, we are clocking 2 decades together shortly, so much love to Murugami. And he told me something. He said, Pat, you cannot leave a car here and walk. The weather has changed. It is raining. No. And I remembered my mom, my auntie saying, submit to your husband. And I was like, whoa, this submission class has come early, because this was like a few weeks into marriage. And I thought to myself, first of all, this is such a great hubby, such a good friend. He doesn't want to see me suffer. There's a car here and I am opting to walk. I mean, who thinks like that? This is what failure does to us. It makes your brain start operating in like reverse. So I told him, okay, but I think I need a refresher. It's been years, so I have no confidence. Yeah, and all I can see is the fear of an accident. So I remember at work where I was working, there was one of my bosses had such a great aptitude towards driving. She was confident, she was clear, and we would drive with her as we were going to the clients. So I asked her, where did you learn how to drive? She told me, oh, go to this driving school. I think they'll give you the confidence you need. You just need a couple of classes and then you're good to go. So I got there and I started the classes, and I was very deliberate. I want the classes to be on the roads that I typically use, the road home, the road to work, like that. So at least I familiarize myself with that space. And that's another lesson. When you have failed, you don't want to go back to the spaces where there's a prospect of growth, because you keep thinking you'll feel. Please block that urge. Resist that temptation that I will not try again because I failed. No. In fact, your greatest growth and the courage building comes from going back to the spaces where you are meant to learn a lesson. Anyway, I finished the class, and I remember the first day I was driving to work, I did not even sleep. To think that now you walk in, you drive in, get into the car and get moving without even thinking much about it. I could not sleep. I was petrified. I was even trying to convince my husband, no, it's okay. I don't have to drive tomorrow. I know I finished the class, but just give me time. He said, no. We start immediately. We finish the classes. And you've been doing those. You've been driving on that road, Pat. So what is it? So anyway, I knew it was fear. So again, I reminded myself, submit to your husband, obey. This is good for you, even if you can't see it. So the following day, I woke up. I'm supposed to wake up at 5. I must have been up at 3. Huh? Worried, praying, thinking, trying not to shake. Get into the car, and he tells me, I will drive behind you, so don't worry. And let me tell you, that trip is like a 10-minute drive, okay? But can you imagine that I was so petrified, it felt like 2 hours. But anyway, I get into the car, I say a prayer, I asked my guardian angel, sit here with me. We are going with you. And we sat. And we drive up. And it was Upper Hill. And at the time, Upper Hill had such narrow roads. Anyway, do you know the people who gave me way were the public service vehicle drivers, matatus. You know, they would let me pass. They would, such grace. You know, sometimes we, because of failure, you also think that everybody is out to get you. Don't believe that temptation. And so they would let me pass, and I moved forward. I was petrified of trucks, and I was like, whew, I don't know if I'll be able to drive anywhere where there are trucks, but let's just get to the office. So we get to the office gate, and I still remember like it was yesterday. And I tell the askari, who I would always greet as I was walking in and out, move away from the gate, because I do not want to pass through the gate and pass with you. So he moved away, and I drove in, and then I parked, and then my husband said, you're good, we'll see you at home in the evening. And he went off to work, and I told him, thank you so much. And I went up into the office, and I sat down and said, I have conquered that fear. Because I don't think the issue is so much the failure. It is what the failure makes you become. And to think that in a couple of weeks, I was driving on Mombasa Road, because I was a regional resource, and I had to go to the factories in Athi River, and I had to drive. And to imagine that I could drive all the way with those trucks and everything, just because I took a step to pick the lesson. And so what is it that you feel you failed? You failed repeatedly. Are you failing an exam? Are you failing in relationships? You're dating, and every guy you meet, if you're a girl, you're like, why do I keep selecting this kind of men? Or if you're a guy, why am I always selecting this kind of woman? Perhaps it is in your work. You think that you knew you could get the targets, but somehow you don't seem to be getting to achieve those targets the way you thought. Maybe it's in another space, a private space. You're trying to wake up to exercise. You don't. You're trying to pray, build your relationship with God. You can't. You're trying to be more forgiving. All you remember is how you failed, losing your cool, hurting people you love. I don't know what it is that maybe you're trying to look for a job and it's not coming. You've sent so many applications. You get into the room and you get paralyzed. We'll talk about that in another podcast. But for today, I want you to think about the thing that you feel you failed repeatedly. And I want you, and I encourage you, and I invite you to write down in your journal what you have failed on. You remember my last podcast on surprise, shame, and secrecy? Yeah? Get it out. Write down in your journal, I feel like a failure because of this. Write out what has happened, you know? Just bring it to the fore of your mind, even if it's something that happened in your past and you're so ashamed and feeling shameful about it and you just can't recognize yourself. I want to encourage you, that failure did not happen for nothing. That failure, once you write it out and then you write it again and write it again, I know it is going to be painful. Maybe you'll cry. Maybe you'll pray. Maybe you'll, I don't know. But it's yours. Write in bad handwriting so no one sees. Burn it after that. Shred it, you know. And then finally, the next iteration might be the third, the fourth, I don't know, the fifth, the tenth. Write it again. But now, beyond writing what happened, write it from the perspective, what was I meant to learn from this failure? And let me just tell you, you will have started your journey of self-mastery. Perhaps you are meant to learn how not to be this, how to be more of this. The lights you see will guide you to start to see. And I hope you believe in God, because if you do, then that's an opportunity for you to then ask Him, please show me, shed light on my soul, so that this lesson can be imprinted in my heart, so that I don't react the way I reacted. I think my encouragement to you is that you're not going to stop making certain mistakes. This is part of the human experience. But what is going to happen is that you will reduce the number of times you make the mistakes. You will reduce the impact of that mistake. You will reduce the self-loathing, the hatred or the self-bashing that we do when we don't succeed or when we fail. And then better still, you will open the part of your brain, which is the prefrontal cortex, the executive brain, that now helps you see what am I supposed to learn from this? And how do I then choose to respond and not to react? Because you see, you can keep failing, but your response is so much better than the way you failed last year. When I think about some of the proposals we submit, and sometimes we fail. But my reaction now is not, oh my goodness, we're such a failure. What's wrong with us? No, it is, what do we need to learn about this proposal process? Did we not understand the client better? Were we rigid in certain spaces? Can we be more flexible here? Do we need to do more R&D, research and development? And then swiftly moving on. And I've learned that from the men, because I find having been born with brothers and doing a lot of work in male-dominated spaces was wonderful, because it taught me how men also deal with failure. They just brush it off and say, okay, on to greater things. Let's pick the lesson and let's move on. But that requires, especially for younger people, for women, and also for men, it requires you to retrain your brain. And that's some of the work we do at Rice School, to help you create new neurological pathways that when that betrayal happens again, because it may, you will not be crying for months. You will say, oh, now I know where that went. That person is trying to steal my IP. Quickly, get the lawyers. Speak to them. I don't even need to get involved. Whilst in the past, perhaps an IP situation, you'd have been crying, distressed, you know, pulling out your hair. Life will bring its fair share of failures and successes. So another thing is, let's shift our mindset from just the success mindset. I think this success philosophy and prosperity gospel kind of thinking, I think is a bit skewed, because it makes us think that the only way is to move forward successfully. I actually think my failures have been some of the most revealing, most enlightening lessons for my life that have taken me even farther than success. So I hope that at the end of it, today is a bit of a longer podcast, because I know a lot of us in this day and age, you're looking at social media, you're like, oh, look at Dr. Pat, look at Vusi, look at, I don't know who you follow, that everything is great for them. It's not true. Everything is not great for me. But what I'm choosing to do is to take the lessons that are hard, the bitter lessons, and actually deal with them, pray over them, think through them, forgive myself and others, so that I can pick the lesson and say, one last time, I'm going to try again. And another time, because when it's all said and done, they say, fall 7 times, wake up 8, isn't it? But I think that the human existence is a paradoxical combination of successes and failures. And if you can choose to have the mindset, the heart set, the soul set, to look at your life with the lights and shadows, as I quote in my pause, we are all a mixture of lights and shadows. May we have the courage to increase the lights and reduce the effect of the shadows. But I don't think we will ever eliminate the shadowy effect, because that's part of our human existence. But we can heroically try every day to begin and again to ensure we recover, we rebuild, and we reset ourselves to try again every day. And remember, be grateful for little successes. So you're chronically late. Okay, tomorrow, see if you can be early 1 minute earlier, another minute earlier. In a week's time, the cumulative effect of those minutes will make you get there early. Do you see? Exercise. You're not able to exercise 40 minutes. Okay, exercise 5. Tomorrow, another 5. The next day, another 5. You bear grudges. You struggle with resentment. Okay. Start now asking God, I want to forgive that person. Okay. Feeling heavy. Tomorrow, a little bit more. Oh, by the end of the week, you'll have made some progress. So I think it's important for us to remember progress, not perfection. I hope that this podcast has brought a lot of light to you, for you to re-examine yourself and to look back at the spaces where you failed and to ask yourself, what are the lessons I was meant to learn? And in those spaces, have I learned to be more empathic, more compassionate, and less proud and more humble towards people who are failing? Because sometimes if all you do is succeed, then you become so arrogant that your head can't even get through the door. This is Dr. Patricia Murugami. It's been an absolute joy. Mixed feelings, because I know I've talked about some things that are tough for many of us, but I hope that this podcast has catalyzed you to grow and become your next best self. Thank you.